Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. I'm Jimmy Evans. On today's program, I have back with me today very special guest, Pastor Billy Crone. He is the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to being a pastor, he's also a gifted author, conference speaker, and teacher. He's written many books on the end times and produced many documentaries. But today we're talking again about Billy's new book, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. Billy, thanks for joining me again.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jimmy.
Well, last week was just absolutely fascinating. And of course, with your jacket, he's from Las Vegas.
So, there you
and,
go.
And he is the most exciting person I've ever met. And interesting. Right. We talked about, you know, this is a real issue. And you're one of the few people that I would have on the show to talk about something like this because you document this. You have a 14-hour documentary, and we're going to show a segment from that documentary coming up here in just a few minutes. So it's absolutely fascinating. But Billy, you were into Satanism and the occult.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was the first path I went down. I barked up every tree except for Jesus Christ in my own rebellion, and it got dark very fast. And it was only by God's grace and mercy that He pulled me out.
And when you were into all of that, you actually, you know, had demons, you know, interacting with you mm-hmm. and telling you that there was going to be the removal of millions of people mm-hmm. from the earth and then a 7-year period of hardship. Is that right?
Yeah. But of course, it's not God's wrath, the 7-year tribulation. Right. It's Mother Earth cleansing herself, right. The time of the calamities of the earth and blah, blah, blah.
It's amazing. I mean, because I'm saying this to say, Billy, you know, he's not just a guy talking about this. He's coming from the perspective of he was involved in that, and demons were saying to prepare him and others, this is worldwide, to prepare him and others. And the video that we're going to show here in just a little bit is actually people channeling demons.
Yeah, unfortunately, been there, done that. Wish I wouldn't bought the T-shirt again. but that's the whole premise, not only of the occult, but of New Age, is in order to get this information, of course, don't turn to the Bible. On spiritual things and truth and that nature, you need to get into an altered state of consciousness. Now, there's different ways you can do that. You can do that through drugs. That's one of the fastest ways to get you in there. And that's an old classic technique, unfortunately, from the occult, which, by the way, what's being promoted across the planet,
right,
which
right.
to me is inviting demonic behavior. But anyway, but it's also other ways that you can get into an altered state of consciousness, repetitive movement, repetitive speech, just over and over until it becomes mindless. But my point is, this is what they promote for people to do, and lo and behold, I've been there, done that, as you mentioned. Pastor Jimmy, I don't glorify any of this. I'm just telling you, this is the part of the camp I was from. I've seen actual demonic apparitions with my own eyes. In fact, they would appear so often, the further I got down to this, the more they would begin to manifest. And in fact, one would always pop up. We actually nicknamed him Harry. Oh, that's Harry again. And you always see him out of the corner of your eyes, just this black apparition that would appear, just a demonic presence. But sometimes they wouldn't just appear as a demonic apparition and things of that nature. Sometimes it would be a UFO alien space brother orbiting the planet, whatever.
Like the gray
exactly, guy. Exactly. In fact, we actually have a section on here just to prove the point. Aleister Crowley, if you're familiar with him, and heavy duty into the occult, black occult magic and things of that nature. But he even, you can still get this, we share the picture, and we show the picture on the documentary as well. He drew a picture of one of the many spirits, demons, that spoke to him, that was leading him in these occult rituals. And one of them was called Lamb, L-A-M. And so he actually drew a picture of it back in the day. And you know what it is? If you look at it in the book or watch the documentary, it looks, and we put it side by side, it looks exactly like a classic alien gray. This is what he drew, admitted, was speaking to him, leading him into this dark occult practices.
Wow.
They're one and the same, right? And again, it's what Satan does. He takes the truth, he twists it, contorts it, and perverts it, right? And so in our generation that downplays Christianity, downplays the Bible, Jesus and God, they don't want to hear nothing about a demon or spiritual warfare of the devil. Of course not. So all Satan has done is says, don't call him a demon, call him an alien.
Right.
They're not coming from the spirit realm here to deceive mankind and dupe you hopefully long enough to not receive Christ as your Savior and you end up with them in the lake of hell. They know where they're going. No, they're from outer space. They're here to help us, and we need to listen to them. But how do you listen to them? Again, you get into an altered state of consciousness. They literally take over your vocal cords, which the Bible said is mediumship, right. Which God forbids. Why? Because it's demonic, and you're inviting demonic right. behavior, and these things lie. That's what they do. And in fact, again, if you want to cut to that tape, here's, and we share many examples of people literally being possessed. Now, they don't say it's a demon, but that's what it is, from space aliens communicating through them, but you could see it on tape.
Yeah, so we're going to go to that tape. Is this it right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so watch this. We'll be back in just a minute.
It is thus termed miracles because it seemingly applies to each individual differently, but brings very succinct enlightenment, erudition.
Mike, what was that? I didn't even understand that one. Did you?
You're saying that the Course brings enlightenment to...
That is correct.
Corton, are you satanic?
On behalf of the Honorable Corton representative, we are ending our transmission.
So I just wanted to give you all channeling from the creators about all that's happening and what we can do about it. Okay, so here we go.
Yes! 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 We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical entities who you might experience as pure consciousness. We are the creators, and we love you very much.
We are the Arcturians here with you today. The spiraling of your energetic system is to help activate certain strands of your DNA. We need to leave now, as our vessel's pain level is skyrocketing, so we need to let her be.
Yes, wonderful to have this opportunity to interact with you in this way once again as well. The Yael are hybrid children of Earth humans, and understand in that way. We think of you certainly as parents. We then are of another planetary location, and in that we actually have an origination of more than one planet. There are in that sense two planets, but we share Earth human DNA. We are of another planetary location, two in fact, as I already mentioned.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, and what's crazy, I don't think it's by chance, that last guy that was on there, did you notice how he hissed a lot like a snake? I don't think that's by chance. Kind of tells you where you're coming from. But again, this is what we talked about last time. Really? You're supposed to be this highly advanced, technologically advanced race of evolved beings. But the only way we can get this information that you say we desperately need to hear, not the Bible, is you have to possess people and take over their vocal cords? Give me a break.
You know, Billy, as a pastor, you're a pastor. I was a pastor for 30 years. I've seen people that were, the word demon, the term demon possession doesn't occur in the Bible, but it's demonized. Mm-hmm. You know, you're influenced by demons. And so I've seen Christians demonized for many years. I had to go through deliverance when I became a Christian because I was very when I was lost, I was really lost. You were talking, you talk in your book about how to take authority over demons.
Right.
Because I know there's some people watching right now, and they may have terror. They may have nightmares. They may have some manifestations. They may have dabbled in the occult.
Right.
And the occult is, I mean, it's demonic. When you start dabbling with that, they start dabbling with you.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do people deal with that? Well, you had to deal with it. You came out of it.
That's how I got saved, man, by God's mercy. There's only one way to deal with it, and that is the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. And basically, when I was going down this route, again, all of a sudden, not just demons, but now aliens start popping up, one and the same. They were literally driving me insane. I was going out of my mind. I'd already tried to kill myself 3 different times because Satan's, John chapter 8, not only a liar and the father of all lies, including this lie,
right.
But he's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. So that's where all that comes from. But I was literally being driven insane, and right before I got saved, I had no clue I was about to become a Christian. There was no desire. It's like God, in my impression was, God was in heaven going, hey, watch what I can do with this fool.
Yeah.
And then out of literal demonic terror, because it kept getting worse, but this time it just, boom, it came. And they weren't just on the outside of me, they were on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to really describe it fully, but it just fuels the terror because you're not in control. And so you can't. So this last time, right before I got saved, it scared me so bad. I ran to my bedroom. I was 25. I dropped on my knees and I said, God, if you're real and you really want this life, you can have it. I messed it up. But I knew specifically from 2 people who witnessed to me, I needed to specifically call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And so I followed it up and I said this, Jesus Christ, would you please forgive me and save me? And bang, instantly, completely gone. I felt light as a feather. It was radical. And I'm convinced that was the demons leaving me.
Right.
The first couple of days, I'm not joking, the sky was bluer, the grass was greener, it was like everything was neon. It was like, whoo, I mean, because that's what happens. You go from darkness to light just like that through Jesus Christ. Now, so if anybody's experiencing any kind of demonic aspect, the Bible's very clear. Mark chapter 1, Mark 9, Matthew chapter 8, demons obey the authority of Jesus
that's
Christ because
right.
He is God in the flesh. He's the Son of God. He's the one in control of all things. And they have to obey him. And that's what you see in the scripture when he's encountering people. He's not just healing people, but people are getting delivered because of the authority of Jesus Christ come out. And they will. They have to every single time. So that's the hope. If you're experiencing spiritual warfare, you need to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, if you're not saved, because until you're saved, you're fair game with these critters.
This is
not a joke. When you do get saved, he can still mess with you. He just can't possess you anymore.
From the outside, not
from the outside. External, not internally more. That's the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And he's not going to scooch over and share room with the demons. So
right.
That's one of the great things. But I will say this. You mentioned all that. Did you know, shocker, it just so happens that not just with demons, but there's one way on record that if an alien shows up, that you can get rid of them immediately. And you know what that methodology is?
What?
It's when you command them in the name of Jesus Christ to flee, and they do. In fact, if you want to cut to another video, these are secular UFOologists admitting a strange trend is not in the name of Muhammad, Confucius, or Buddha, but and these are secular UFOologists. They admit that there's this pattern that when an alien shows up, if you will just call upon the name of Jesus Christ and or rebuke them, they immediately disappear every single time.
Well, let's watch that video. We'll be right back.
Years ago, we interviewed this man named Bill from rural Florida. He had the stereotypical experience where it starts out late at night in bed. But prior to that, that evening, he had seen some lights outside of his living room window.
My dogs were barking very, very loudly in the back, and I'd get up and I'd go over and I'd open up the window, which was next to the bed, and I would tell them to be quiet, and they'd quiet down. I'd go lay down in bed again. They'd start barking again. I did the same thing. I did that several times. I remember the last time that I did it, I went and I lay down, and it was almost instantly I became paralyzed. I could not move. I could not see anything but gray. And all of a sudden it felt like that something or someone had put some pole right up my rectum and was holding me on that pole. And and the entity or whatever it was that was doing this to me was laughing like it was pleasurable, or they were laughing at me, and I was so afraid. I didn't know what to do. And I can't remember whether I said, Jesus, 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 or Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. But at that instant, my experience stopped. And I heard, distinctly heard, these entities squeal in pain. And I hit the bed. I was literally thrown into the bed, which woke my wife up. And she asked me what I was doing jumping on the bed.
The Florida Today newspaper picked up Bill's story that he had stopped his encounter by using the name of Jesus. It got syndicated nationally and triggered a flood of people sharing their experiences with us, that they had halted their experiences in the same way. So I contacted my colleagues in MUFON and other ufologists around the world, and we discovered that many of them knew about this already, but they ignored it because they didn't know what to do with it.
Another lady in the group who had alien experiences, and she said it was a typical gray that first visited her, that she first saw, and she immediately came to her mind to ask it, are you a demon? And when it answered her, it said, we know you're Jesus, and then it just vanished.
Hey, listen, if you're not a subscriber to endtimes.com, I want you to go there right now. We have a free 7-day trial, and when you become a subscriber now, you get all of our podcasts. You get the full Tipping Point podcast without commercials, all the information that comes out on endtimes.com, and we have a lot of information. The top experts in the world, we have teachings. I teach, Dr. Mark Hitchcock teaches. We have teachings, so I want you to become a part of that. Go right now to endtimes.com, sign up for the free 7-day trial. I promise you're going to like what you see. We're going to go back to Billy now. That is incredible.
Well, and here's the point. At this point, I'm going like, okay, how's the old phrase go? If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, acts like a duck, quacks like, it's probably a duck,
yeah,
right? Well, if it lies like a demon, deceives like a demon, possesses people like a demon, and is rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, what do you think you're dealing with here? I mean, how many times have we got to go through this? But that's exactly what's going on.
We're living in the end times. We're living in, this is the world of the Antichrist. And I'm saying that the world is so evil. I did a show yesterday, and we were talking about children going to school believing like they're cats and dogs and things,
mm-hmm.
and schools having litter boxes. Now, this is true. I mean, it sounds crazy, but they actually have litter boxes in some bathrooms because they're going along with the children's. They're deluded. They're, mm-hmm. they're deceived. They're deluded.
Right.
And so this is an age of delusion. And the deception is one of the greatest hallmarks of the end times, according to Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the first thing he warned about in Matthew 24, before he even got into the watch out for wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and we're seeing all that too, yeah. as the signs getting close. But the first thing he said there is watch out that no one deceives you. And not only no one deceives you, but he says there's going to be many, not just a couple, many are going to be claiming that I am the Christ. So right. false messiahs. And that's another thing these critters are doing. You don't need God. You don't need Jesus. Right. They're the ones who are going to save the planet. Turn to them. Trust them. They'll take, including when you see the disappearance of people. Don't worry about that. Yeah. You're a chosen one. We're here to help you.
So, Billy, you believe in the UFOs. You believe they're real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and we actually just, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't believe every occurrence that's ever reported is a UFO in this sense, being spiritual in nature, a demonic entity. And I'll put this number up there high. And this is actually how we start the documentary. On the documentary, we actually interview military experts. And my thing is, I believe about 95% of what's being reported of a UFO is really high-tech government aircraft from around the world.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And I got military scoop on the inside of that. And of course, I get it. It's a national security issue. You're not going to blow the whistle on every latest technology you got.
Sure.
No, of course not. It's common sense. But when you take a look at the technology, and we share some military guys coming on, we're actually, my rule used to be 20 years, but based on their input, we're probably 20 to 30 to 40 years behind the actual technology.
Really?
Absolutely. And so if we were to see what they really have, military technology, including flying technology, we'd probably freak out and run to the hills is really what they got. So I think a lot of this that people are seeing, if it's not, you know, just a hoax or Photoshop or no, that was an airplane, blinky lights, you wanted it to be UFO. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's that. But it's the smaller percentage that was not a government aircraft, that was not swamp gas, that was not an air balloon. What is that? That's what we deal with. And we demonstrate clearly, and they demonstrate by their behavior and what they do, how they react, interact. It's all demonic.
So talk about the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
The Vatican is connected with this, as unbelievable as it is.
Yeah.
And years ago, you know, Tom Horn did some stuff about this.
Yeah.
But the Vatican is very much connected to this issue.
Very much connected. And the more I went down that rabbit hole, Pastor Jimmy, the freakier it got. Unbelievable. It was just like, wow. I knew that they were off base in general, period. But, man, they have bought into this alien UFO lie on a massive scale.
Right.
And so we demonstrate. We even share on the documentary. Here's the screenshots from the Catholic pages. This is not some JoeSchmo.com, wacky. No, this is from them. This is really what they're saying. But believe it or not, the Vatican has been in search for ET for decades now. They have an entity called VORG, V-O-R-G, and the Vatican Observatory Research Group. And they're in a desperate search for ET. And this is coming from their astronomers. Most people don't realize the Vatican has astronomers.
Yes, they do.
Right? And first of all, their first mistake is they believe and promote the lie of evolution.
Really?
Yes, they do. And it's on tape and they admit it. And so they believe these higher evolved. And right there, that tells you you're dealing with a lie.
Right.
Because the whole premise, which we have a whole chapter on, of aliens is what? They're a higher evolved. Wait a second. If evolution is not true, and it's not, then you just lied to me before you even got off this ship.
Right.
So it's a lie. And where do lies come from? John chapter 8. Right. Satan's a liar and the father of all lies. It's satanic. It's a demonic. So they reveal themselves. Anyway, the Vatican promotes that same lie. And then, of course, that lie was started 150 years ago by Charles Darwin for our time. It isn't just to get us to disbelieve in God's existence. It's to prepare us for this alien lie, right? Because you need something to explain away the rapture of the church.
Right.
And so you first have to get away from God's existence and listen to the scripture, evolution, so you can fall for the second lie, higher evolved aliens, so you can fall for the next lie, explain away the rapture of the church. Vatican promotes that. It's on tape. They have their astronomers. They're looking for ET. Now, here's where it gets really wild. It's bad enough that you believe in the lie of evolution. But they say the reason why they're in search for ETs is because they believe in their cosmology that the aliens have not experienced a fall like the rest of us.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, and this is their words, not mine, we must be prepared when they show up that we need to listen to what they say about God, Jesus, and the Bible, and the gospel. And even if it disagrees what we're used to being taught, we need to listen to them because they haven't experienced a fall. So therefore, they rationalize they must have a better report, a better understanding, because they don't have a fallen nature like the rest of us.
Well, it's amazing. So in the book, and this is a documentary, 14-hour documentary. So he's gone to a lot of work to document this, which you always do, and that's why I appreciate what you do. UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. And there are 14 chapters in here which go along with the 14 DVDs, right?
Yeah.
And so this is the premise of UFOs, the history of UFOs, the religion, the lies. It goes into all of this different thing. Talk about the Vatican here. And so if you want to watch something very interesting, read the book, get the DVDs, tell them how they can get your book and DVDs.
Yeah, mainly at our teaching website, getalifemedia.com. You get the book, the DVDs there. And again, I would encourage the Christian audience again, because sometimes, oh, this is too freaky. I don't need to know this. No, you need to know this.
Yeah.
More people believe in aliens than in the existence of God.
That's right.
I'm telling you, your kids, your grandkids, you better be prepared to have this discussion with them because they're being led astray. And I'll give you one example. It's a prophecy, but even this topic, it's a hot topic. It's all over the news. And people are enthralled with it. And dare I say, they're buying into the lie.
Right.
We're the ones on the planet who can tell them the truth about what's going on with this lie. And I'll just give a case in point where you mentioned this exciting Vegas jacket. Of course, I get them dry clean. So it's been a great witnessing to the people, the dry cleaners. And in fact, one of the girls that there, of course, gave her the book for free, whatever. She not only opened her eyes, but she said, she just told me this, she gave it to her dad. So that he could read, because he's always wondered about this. So my point is, whether you realize it or not, there's a biblical answer for this, but it is our privilege as Christians to give a defense for the hope that lies within us.
That's right.
And to warn people in love, listen, yes, that's an interesting, wild topic, but we want to show you the truth of what's going on there, because number one, what's coming is the worst time in the history of mankind.
That's
days
right.
of delusion, deception. And the good news is, which of course we end the book and also the documentary, if you will just pray and ask Jesus Christ to save you, He will, and you can avoid the whole thing.
That's right.
So it's great for evangelism. I'm telling you, I'm convinced that much of the Christian community is still oblivious to how many people around them, including their own family, are being snookered by this, and we got to get it out there.
Well, in the book, it says how to receive Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So it leads people to Jesus. Yeah, Billy, thank you for doing this, because it's just a terrific resource. You know, the thing that interests me is it's what matters. I mean, what's happening in the world? This is what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The movies, television shows, of course, it's in the news now. UFOs is more in the news than ever before. John Mack, who was the Harvard psychiatrist, who wrote a book, I think it was called Abduction, where he had treated all these people who said they were abducted. He believed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said, they're not crazy. These people
right.
are, you know. So this is not some crazy kind of a conspiracy thing. And so, Billy, thank you for being with me again today. I want to encourage everybody to get his book, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. And of course, Billy, you're going to be with us next September at our
yep.
prophecy conference.
Yep.
And I know you're going to say speak on something extremely interesting, as you always do, in one of your Vegas jackets here.
There you go.
But God bless you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Thank you,
today.
Pastor Jimmy.
And thank you guys for joining us. And more shows coming up. I've got some shows coming up on the eclipse that's happening on April the 8th, the Great American Eclipse, which is actually two eclipses, one in 2017 and this one coming up. Here in just a few weeks, I'm doing a show on the red heifers. Very, very, very interesting show on the red heifers and what's happening with them right now. So we have a lot of good information coming up for you. If you're a subscriber, thank you for being a subscriber here on endtimes.com. And thank you for your support. If you're not a subscriber, you can go to endtimes.com, become a subscriber for $7 a month. You can also, whether you're a subscriber or not, give. You can go on there, endtimes.com, and donate a one-time gift, a recurring gift. Many of you have done that. Thank you for helping to support us and to grow this ministry. We need to grow this ministry and take this message out farther. So thank you for helping us do that. Come back next time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.